past week or so, we've been talking about the sugya of Daf Lamed Beis, which quotes the Machlokas HaMoraim as to how to reconcile the sphere between two Mishnayos. What's the din if someone is Bo'al HaChoso Ba'ones? Our Mishnah in Ksuvos at the beginning of the third parak says that you chayev kanas. The Mishnah in Makis says that you're loke, chayev malkis. So what is it? Presumably, come with the Rabbi Minei Kedei Rishoso should tell me that you only chayev one, not the other. So how can you be chayev malkis and mamon? So Ula says on the base of Aleph that you mishalim ve'ino loke. The real Mishnah is our Mishnah. You really should be chayev malkis and mamon, but the rule is Kedei Rishoso. Yatam chayev mishum shtei rishios. You chayev mamon. You're not chayev malkis. Where does Ula get that from? So the Gemara says he gets it from Edom Zom and Menchova B'Chavero. At first the Gemara wants to say he gets it from Edom Zom and Menchova B'Chavero. In the end the Gemara comes around to say what? Where does Ula get it from? Dafka from Menchova B'Chavero. How does he learn it out? Zereshava Tachas Tachas. And we mentioned as a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos also within that Zereshava, what does it mean? Does it mean that Ula learns Veshav Zeno Loke in Kola Tarakula? Or does he say only in these three cases, only in Chov B'Chavero, Eidim Zomim, and Onis and Mephata, they're Mishalim Ve'en Olok, and everywhere else Loka Ve'en Mishalim. That's Shitas Ula. Rabbi Yochanan argues with Ula. Rabbi Yochanan says that the real Mishnah is the Mishnah in Makkos, that Loka Ve'en Mishalim. Kedei Rishoso tells me, Yatam Achayim Mishum Shtei Rishios, whenever you have Makkos and Mammon, you're Loka Ve'en Mishalim. I Chov B'Chavero and Eidim Zomim. Rabbi Yochanan, no, they're the exceptions to the rule. They're not the rule, they're the exceptions to the rule. The Ferish Shib Satori, the Mzomin, the Tashlumin, the Ferish Shib Satori, Chol B'Chaver, the Tashlumin. These are a special pasuk that in those cases, you're Mishalim Ve'ino Loka, but everywhere else, you're Loka Ve'ino Mishalim. So the Gemara is troubled on the bottom of Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. Why did Rabbi Yochanan learn like Ula? Rabbi Yochanan, my time alo, I'm a Ka'ula, and came Vitalta Eves Achos Chalos Segali. Rabbi Yochanan didn't learn like Ula because he says that if you'll tell me that Mishalim Ve'eno Loke by Onus and Mefate, you'll be Mevatel the Pasuk of Eves Achos Chalos Segali. Pasuk says that if you Bo'al Achoso, it's Chayev Malkis. It's Chayev Kares too, but he's Chayev Malkis if they're Masrim for Malkis. Rabbi Yochanan says you'll be Mevatel the Pasuk if you tell me Mishalim Ve'eno Loke. In fact, the Gemara Chova B'Chaver Onami, Yochanan hold that Chova B'Chaver Edim Zomim are exceptions to the rule that Mishalim Ve'en Aloka. Chova B'Chaver Onami, and can be talta lo Yosef pen Yosef. Edim Zomim Nami, and can be talta v'hoyim im vinakos harasha. There are psukim for Malkis by Chova B'Chaver for Edim Zomim too. So if you tell me Mishalim Ve'en Aloka in those cases, you'll be mevatel those psukim. Ela Edim Zomim mefshel kiyuma b'ben gusha ben chalutza. Says the Gemara, Edom Zom is not Shver. What's the positive of Ha'im Benachos Rosh telling me? It tells me that Edom Zom, if they testify that some of these are Ben Gusha, Ben Chalutza, they get Malkis, like the first Mishnah in Malkis. They teaches me one case, not the normal case of Edom Zomim, not the case where the Edom Zomim are testifying that someone is Chayev L'Chavero Mosayim Zutz, Rabbi Meir L'Chachom. They attack a Loka Ve'en Mishalim. They attack a Mishalim Ve'en Loka. That was correct. They attack a Mishalim Ve'en Aloka. Rabbi Meir says you Mishalim Ve'Aloka. Right? You get both. You have a special reason. We spent the whole Thursday talking about that. What do the Chachamim say? Mishalim Ve'en Aloka. You don't get Malkus even though they're Edom Zom. Chovel B'Chaver Onami Ikal Kiyuma Kigon Shiko Akar Shem B'Shaver Pruta. Rabbi Yochanan says, where do we see the pasuk Lo Yosef and Yosef that you have Malkus V'Chovel B'Chaver? Hakoshem b'shavet pruta. There you're not mishalim. So if you're not mishalim, then you'll be loke. Yochanan basically will say that chol v'chaver and edim zomim do get malkis, but that's where there's no tashlumin. If there is tashlumin, so then they're exceptions to the rule. You'll get the mamon. You'll force them to pay the money. You won't get malkis. Achoso nami ikal kiyuma b'achoso bogeres. So what are you telling me, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't know like Ula because Bital Terves Achos Chalos Segale? Obviously, Rabbi Yochanan himself has to establish Chol V'Chaver and Edim Zomim. Psukim that say that you get Malkus, those are special cases where there's no Mumin. So let him establish Terves Achos Chalos Segale. Also, to be talking about a case where there's no Mumin, there's no Knas. Achos of Bogeres. So what's his problem with Ula? Ella Rabbi Yochanan hay tachas hasherina miboy lelechida b'ayin. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn like Ula because he doesn't like the gzeres shava. He needs tachas hasherina for something else. He doesn't have a gzeres shava to learn from chol v'chavero to onus and mafate. So he says that it's an exception. Chol v'chavero neidim zomra, the exception by onus and mafate, the rule is that lo kaveh eino mishalem. What's this abaye? What is Rabbi Yochanan need tachas hasherina for? Amar Abaye, Amar Kura Tachas Hasharina, Hai Tachas Hasharina, Mechlal Diika Bosha Sufagal. Tachas Hasharina, give Knas Tachas Hasharina. Tachas Hasharina, wow, what's the emphasis? That the Knas is Tachas Hasharina. Mechlal Diika Bosha Sufagal. Mechlal Diika Bosha Sufagal. The Ula, how does Ula know that there's Bosha Sufagal? Ula says, I don't learn from Tachas Hasharina. I need Tachas Hasharina for the Gzera Shav. So how do I know there's Boshes Sufagam? Gzera Sakosav. Hanoa Shchiva is Chamishim. Mechlal Deika Boshes Sufagam. A different drasha. So I want to point out, just parenthetically, it's interesting. At first glance, there's no need for Gzeres HaKosev to tell me this Boshes HaFagam over here. If he was Ma'anes, or if he was Ma'anes, his sister, of course there's Boshes HaFagam. Why? Why, of course, is there Boshes HaFagam? To be honest.
It's
Chavol. It's Chavol B'Chavero. Didn't we ask that Kasha, right? Why do we need Gzeres HaKosev to tell me that by Onus and Mefate there's Boshes HaFagam? By Onus always, and by Mefate if there's a father. Because then she can't be mocha. What an exercise of gossip for? It's chova b'chaver. Is it chova b'chaver? What's the answer?
It's not even the 50.
What's the pasuk telling me? Why would I think it's included in the 50? The din of chova b'chaver is yichayv l'chamisha dvarim. So estimate the nezek that you have, or estimate the pgam, estimate the boshes, and then you have it. No? Exactly. According to the Chumash Akri's understanding of the Rambam, Boshes HaFagam is not Bechal Chol HaChaver, it's a different Chiyuv. But we spent a lot of time trying to understand that. The Sameach, the Stipler, right? Difficult idea. Right? Why should Boshes HaFagam not be Bechal Chol HaChaver? So some point out, what the Svara is Vesachnish, that's it, you gotta work on that. But Efshim Kenzadim, from this Gemara, you see that there's a Gzeres HaKosev. You need a Gzeres HaKosev to teach me the Boshes of Agam of Onus and Mefat. So the fact that I need a Gzeres HaKosev, that's at least a Simen Ladova that's not Midin Chova B'Chaver. It's a different halacha. Could be from this Gzeres HaKosev, you see that by Onus and Mefat, the Boshes of Agam is a different halacha. It's not Chova B'Chaver. It's not Midin Chova B'Chaver. So the Gemara says on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan will use the pasuk of Ahayi ben Akosa Rosha to teach me that if Eidin testify that someone's a ben Gushu, ben Chalutza, they get Malkus. The Kabbalist tells us in Eis, how could they get Malkus for this? Din Tomar, am I local? Eid is a ben Gushu. Ahavi Eidin Shena Tiyochal Azima. Pretty basic question, right? The Gemara says, not just the Gemara, it's a Mishnah Malkus, Rabbi Yochanan Aleph. They testify someone's a ben Gushu, ben Chalutza. He's a cholo, apostle from the avoda, right? If he eats truma, yeah, he gets a lid. It's a lav. There's avoda, certainly there's a lav. He's a cholo. So the Mishnah Makkah says that we don't make them a ben grusha ben chalutza. That doesn't make any sense. Why not? What? Basisim l'kashrizam lasos la'achiv v'lo le Zaro, okay. So if they're Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, then the Zara is going to become a Cholol also. So let's not do it for the Zara, let's do it for this individual. No, it's Akasha Zama. Okay, that's what the Gemara says on that base. So what do? We give them Malkus. So the fact is, how can we give them Malkus? The whole Eidus should be Bata. It's an Eidus Yahyavala Azima. It's an Eidus that's not Shaykh to Kasha Zama. It's Malkus. Malkus is not Kasha Zama. They weren't zoming to give the guy Malkus, they were zoming to passel him from Kuhuna, to make him a Chol. They weren't zoming to give him Malkus, so if they get Malkus, like Zeres HaKosu, Hoyim bin HaKosu HaRosha, Gemara and Malkus and Arbeis and Arbeis says it's a Xeris HaKosa that they get Malkus. But that's not Kasher Zomam Dipshuta. If it's not Kasher Zomam, so we shouldn't accept the Eidus Bechlal. It's Dachan Eidus Shiyat Yerachal HaZima. The Yashlomer says Tarius is Lachoshev Eidus Shiyat Yerachal HaZima Ela B'meidin Ala Treifa. The Iyav Shalakiyum in Bishum Dach Lo B'misa V'lo B'malkus. When is it an Eidus Shiyat Yerachal HaZima says Tarius is Kagon, for example, they made it on a Treifa. Made on a treifa. There you can't do anything to them. Not misa, not malchus. The gavra ketela bo l'miktam. They wanted to kill a gavra ketela, so you can't do anything to them. Not misa, not malchus. Alocha niskaima hazama b'malchus says Taisnis. V'hayim ben akosa rosha, edema ben gusha ben chalutza. Get malchus. The malchus is a kiyum from kasha zama. It's a fulfillment of kasha zama. It's not that we're giving them an onesh that's not kasha zama. This is Kasher Zaman, says Taisis. So where is it Yaf Yachal Lazima? By Treifa. Why is it Treifa Eidash Yaf Yachal Lazima? He's making reference, Tos making reference to the Gemara Sanhedrin. Gemara Zafayim Chesam and Aleph in Sanhedrin quotes Rava. Omer Rava Ha'orgis a Treifa Pata. Someone who kills the Treifa, he's Pata, meaning he's not going to be killed. He didn't do the right thing. We try to lengthen the life of a Treifa. A treif is someone that we expect within the next 12 months, he's going to die. So we try to lengthen his life, we don't try to kill him, but misas bez, we're not going to give to someone who kills the treif. Treifa shaharag bifnei bezdin chayev, shalom bifnei bezdin tata. Bifnei bezdin chayev iksiv v'yarta harami kibecha. The bezdin knows that he killed, so then v'yarta harami kibecha tells me they have to kill him. But shalom bifnei bezdin tata, if the treifa kills shalom bifnei bezdin, then the treif is potter. The havila eidah shiat yochal lazima. Eidim can't be made on the treif for shaharak. It's eidah shiat yochal lazima. Why? You can't kill the eidim because they were zomem to be horegas atreifa, but horegas atreifa is not a chi of misa. So it's an eidah shiat yochal lazima. The chal eidah shiat yochal lazima lo shema eidus. Comes the Gemara Sanhedrin says someone. To aid and testify by a treif for sharagas and nefesh, that's eidah shiat yachal lazima. It's not acceptable. He's potter. He's potter in ganse. So yes, tais is the eidah on ben gusha ben chalitza should also be yachal lazima. You shouldn't be able to give the eidah in malchus. Says tais is no. By treifa you can't do anything. You can't be mekayim kashazam in any way with the eidah. Not misa malchus. But here, the Eidim on Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, you can be Mekayim Kasher Zomam with the Malkus. What is Taisvis saying? He says the words, but he's missing a little bit. He says, Gavra Ketela Bo Lemiktal. They wanted to kill a Gavra Ketela. The treif is a Gavra Ketela. That's why someone who kills the treif is part of the killing him. He's already a dead man. That doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah to kill him. Right? Certainly it's not right. It's not fair to kill him, right? For sure. But we're not going to kill an individual. A person's not chayav misa for killing the treifa, because you're only chayav misa if you kill someone who's a full individual, not a gavra ketela. Gavra ketela bo l'miktel. So that's why the eidim can't be chayav anything. It can't be chayav misa, it can't be chayav malchus. The Ramban in Malchus elaborates on the Tosfos, and he explains what the problem over here is. This is in page 1. The packet. The Ramban says, "Ikal amema shiny hasam in column 2. Came in the gavra ketela bo lemiktal ein edus on edus klum milka nami lo loki." So the Ramban, what does that mean? That gavra ketela bo lemiktal. Therefore, they can't get malchus and misa. Why? Because ein edus on klum. Their edus is nothing. The haloboy lemed velomidi, says the Ramban. They won't do anything. They wanted to kill a treifa. That's not doing anything. Yeah, it's not doing anything. Because to kill a treifa, al pidin is not called retzicha. It's not retzicha, then it can't be chayev. Why can't it be chayev misa? Why can't it be chayev malchus? Okay, let's say they're not chayev misa. Let them be chayev malchus. Dr. Ramban, lo bo lemebe velo midi. They didn't want to do anything. It's not called an edus. It's not called an edus. So it's not called an edus, and we can't give them anything. Can't give them misa, we can't give them malchus. So there's no way you can fulfill Kasher Zaman with the Edom would testify about the Treifa that he was Hargis HaNefesh. The Edom on Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, we can give the Malkus. It is an Edus. It's not a Gavr Ketela. It is an Edus. If it is an Edus, admittedly, we can't make them into Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, but we can give them Malkus. And says Taisus, that's a Kiyum of Kasha Zama. This is Taisus in Ksubis and the Ramban in Markus. Taisus in Markus gives a slightly different answer to this question. What motivates Tosis and Markus to do that? Because Tosis is troubled not only with Treifa, but with another Gemara in Sanhedrin. Where's the Tosis? Tosis at first asks in Markus, Tema came in Buzmoin and Nas, and Gushim and Chalutza, and Ken Gamer Shalom Yuzmu. Ech yeos al pia ben grusha ben chalutza, da achi hu ha emes, samay ha abila edes yach yach lezim. Ein ze edes. Se zog taisis ye shlomer kem in the lokin havi kasher zomer. Havi shapra at yach lezim. Beferish, taisis beferish, the malchus on ben grusha ben chalutza is a kiyum of kasher zomer. It says beferish. At least initially. In fact, taisis. The kosher. Okay, my comma perka you both can gabeidinara marosa, the ihilo mictala, the naramarosa can't be killed. It came in the inhulo mictali, Mishim Shihol and Lama Losa Bar Labonum. Habilaida Shiatiochalazima. So she can't be killed either. My comma, Bahamikoma come loke. Well, what Gemara's place is referring to? Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daphne Malaf Amar Aleph is a very interesting. It makes an interesting statement. Amar Rav Chanan, Eidim Nara Marasa Shuzmu Ein Erogim. Eidim come and testify that a Nara Marasa was Mizana. Right? A Nara Marasa was Mizana. A Nara, she was Miskadeshes. And they say she was Mizana. Rav Chanan says that the Eidim can't be killed. Eidim can't be killed, even if they have to be Zomimim. Imanu hayisim b'makom ploni, they can't be killed. Toshir cholam lomer lo usal bayir labanu, they could say we didn't want to kill her. Ay v'asisim lo kasher zomim lasos lo'achiv la'choso kasher zomim. It's got to be what they wanted to do. They could say we didn't want to kill her. We only wanted to asa her labayir. Now how could that be? We see that they wanted to kill her. What's the telltale sign that they wanted to kill her? Hasra. They had to give her hasra. Asuba, says the Gemara. No, the lo asuba, there's no asura. But if lo asuba, then what kind of a misa is there? The isha chaveira. We're talking about a woman who knows. She's knowledgeable about the halachas. Aliba de Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Yehuda, who holds that the purpose of asura is only kedei l'hachem and shoged l'mezid. So if we know she's an isha chaveira, we know that she's aware of the fact that there's an iser. That there's an Isra of Znus, and that Yechayev Misa for it, so we don't have to give her Asura. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says the purpose of Asura is only that it'll have a Chemin Shavu Lamezi. The Chachamim learn a little bit differently. To say Pasha, the Chachamim hold that it's a Gzeras HaKosov, that you need Asura anyway, even if we have reason to believe that the person is amazing, you still need Asura Kon Lachat. According to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, an Isha Chavera doesn't need Asura. And she'll be Chayev Misa without the Asura. So that's the case. The case is, since we don't need the Hasra, we don't know what the Edom wanted to do. So the Edom can say, La Osa Baila Bona, we only wanted to ask her, La Baila. So that's why they can't be killed. There's no Kasher Zomim. You can't kill them because they can claim, look, they have to claim that they wanted to accomplish something with the Edom. So they at least wanted to ask her, La Baila. But they can say they didn't want to kill her. So it says the Gemara, if we're not going to kill the Edom, how can we kill her? Came into inu lo mikdali, ihi hechi mikdala, habila eidu shiach yachal azima, chal eidu shiach yachal azima lo shma eidus, it's an eidu shiach yachal azima. If you can't be mazim the eidim, then you can't kill the girl either, because the eidus is bought out. That's the Gemara's kash. So it says Taisus, what's the problem? Give the eidim malchus. Even if you can't kill them, but you could give them Malkus. They did want to be Machayev her Malkus. They wanted to be Machayev her more than Malkus. They wanted to be Machayev her Misa. Even if they say they didn't want to be Machayev her Misa, but Lo Sal Bar Labonu, Right? Ta'asa halabaila, if the two live together, if the husband and the wife live together, they can get malchus afterwards. There's an isser of soita labaila, it's an isser lav. So they did want to give her malchus, or put her in a situation that she'll be chayav malchus. So why don't we give malchus? We can't give the eidah malchus. You tell me that the eidah of Ben Gusha Ben Chalutz is yochel azima because we give the eidah malchus. So too, by Nara Marasa, we give the eidah malchus. That's Tosis Kasha. Meaning, even if you'll give the Ramban's answer to Treifa, by Treifa, maybe Taka, we can't give the Edom anything. Not Misa, not Malkus. It's all time. Maybe by Treifa, the Ramban's answer, the answer of Pesach, Ksuvah, Salam, Gimel is a good answer. Because we can't give the Edom anything, Ziyat Yochel Azima, so that's why the Edos can't be accepted. Right? They're being made on a Gavra Ketela, right? So the Edos can't be accepted, and that's it. But I'll give you a different case. By Nara Morasa, we can't give them Malkus. So we can give them Malkus. Why is that? Yet the Yachal Azima? It's Yachal Azima, through Malkus. So give them the Malkus, just by Eidus of Begusha Bechalusa. So what is Taisus' answer? Yesh Loma says, Taisus' Malkus, the Hosam, Heaven Shaboyin Lachaiva Misa, Vizam Largas and Efesh, the Makayim Kasher Zaman the Malkus. Eidus of Nara Morasa is different. There, Zamamu Largas and Efesh. We're assuming that that's what their zmama was. That's what the hazama was. But they can get out of it by claiming they didn't want to. That's that sad in the Gemara. So it's in zamu l'aragas ha'nefesh. There's no kiyum of kasher zaman in Malkus. The Malkus could be a kiyum of kasher zaman by Eidus and Begusha ben Chalutza, but not by Naira Marasa. Since zamu l'aragas ha'nefesh, there's no kiyum of kasher zaman in Malkus. By Azam it says Nevesh ben Nefesh. The Eidus Nefashas. Choshev Yochol Azima ben Malkus. Aval Ochesh lo kiven elo l'shavi ben Gusha ben Chalutza the Lecha kiim lav ba'alma. Here the Eidim Zom and wanted Mechayev, not Mechayev, but make the person to Ben Gusha ben Chalutza. Here there's only a lav ba'alma. What's the lav over here? What's the lav? The lav is if he does avod as a ben gusha ben chalutza, he's chayev malchus. If he eats truma as a ben gusha ben chalutza, he's chayev malchus. So all they wanted to put him into was the situation that maybe he'll be chayev malchus. Zaktais is kevin shaloku choshev shaper edus shaper yochel azima. It's yochel azima to give him malchus. It's not yochel azima. It's not a kiyum of kasher zaman if zaman mularagas hanefesh and all we're going to do is give them malchus, but it is a kiyum of kasher zaman if zamamu to make him into ben gusha ben chalutza where there'll be malchus for a lav, and we're going to give them malchus. That's kasher zaman. It's not called kasher zaman if we're going to give them malchus when they had a hazama to give me. According to Tosis, you can answer the question from Treifa this way as well. Right, what is Tosfos saying? Whenever the Hazoma was for Misa, if the Eidim wanted to be Mechayev Misa for the individual, so giving them Malkus is not enough. It's not Kasher Zama. It's only if all they wanted to be Mechayev the person was Malkus. They wanted to say, he's a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, so now if he eats Chum, if he does Avod, he'll be Mechayev Malkus. So then if we give them Malkus, then it's tit for tat. It's a fair punishment, a comparable punishment. Taisus and Marcus is saying that, to plug it back into Treifa, the reason why Eidus on a Treifa is the Atiyachal Azima is not because the Eidus is bottom. Not because we can't do anything, we can't do anything to these Eidim, not Malkus, not Misa, because the whole Eidus is bottom. They wanted to testify about a Gavra Ketela, so the whole thing disappears. Perhaps you don't even need something so extreme. You could say that Eidim that testify about a Treifa that he was Haragas HaNefesh, maybe they're Takachai Malkus. Maybe there could be Chayav Malkus. They're not Chayav Misa, but maybe there could be Chayav Malkus. Af al pi kein. Right? Even if we were to be Mechayav then Malkus. Meaning we can't be Mechayav then Malkus. Even if we were to be Mechayav Malkus, that couldn't work. That wouldn't be Kasher Zama. Places in Ksubis and the Ramban say, no, it's Yati Yachal Azima because we can't be Mechayav them anything. Tachlis, it's not shayach. If they're made on a gabra ketel, it's not shayach to be mechayev these eidim anything. Because the whole eidus is bottom. Taisa Makas is not saying that. Taisa Makas is saying, l'cheshetim tzalom, maybe we should be mechayev the malkus. Okay, misa we can't. By Narmarosa, we can't be Mechayev the Misa. Why? Because they can claim Lo'osal Bailavon. By Trefas, that they made that the Trefa was Horeb Esa Nefesh, we can't be Mechayev the Misa. Why? Why? Because they weren't zomen to be horigas on Evesh. They were only zomen to be horigas on Treifa, so we can't be Mechayev the Misa. But maybe you'll say I'll be Mechayev the Malkus. Who says that the Ramban and Tais and Ksubas are right? Maybe Taka, I can't be Mechayev the Misa, but maybe there's a Xeris HaKosu, the Hayim Ben HaKosu Rosh, I'll be Mechayev the Malkus anyway. Comes Tais and Malkus and says, no, that's not going to be Kasher Zoma. Because if they were Zomim to be Horegas and Nevesh, giving them Malkus is not Nevesh ben Nevesh. That's not Kasher Zomim. It's not commensurate. It's not a fair punishment. So it's not Shayach to give them Malkus. That's not going to be Kasher Zomim anyway. It's Yatiyachal Azima. That's why we can't accept the Eidus. It's not that we can't accept the Eidus because it's bottled, because the Eidus is meaningless. That might work by Trefa, but not by Nara Marasa. It's not meaningless. She's not a Gavra Katela. The real reason why it's Yat Yachal Azima by Nara Marasa is because even if we were to give them Malkus, it wouldn't be Kasher Zama. We can't give them Malkus because it's not going to be a fair punishment to them. So if we can't give them Malkus because it's not going to be a fair punishment to them, then it's Yat Yachal Azima. It's Yat Yachal Azima. We can't accept the Eidus. That's what the Gemara and Sanhedrin meant. Okay? So these are two different ways that we can answer the question of Treifa, of Horeges HaTreifa. The chilek between Edim, Edus on Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, and Edus on Treifa Shehoreges HaNefesh. Edus on Treifa Shehoreges HaNefesh, the Gemara Sanhedrin Ayin Ches says it's Edus Shehatiyachal Azima. Whereas Edim on Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, we say we give them Malkus. Well, what's the difference? It's Yatiyachal Azima by Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza also. So says Taisus, no. The Malkus by Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza is a Kiyum of Kasher Zama. By Edus on a Trefa, there is no Kiyum of Kasher Zama. By Edus on Trefa, Shehoreges HaNefesh, there's no Kiyum of Kasher Zama. Why not? One of two reasons. Why is there no Kiyum of Kasher Zama? Why? Either, like Taisus and Ksubas, that what? What? The Eidus is Betela. Right? Can't be Mechayev Malkus Omisa. If Zoma Mularog Gavra Katela, I part of the messiness. I apologize for the messiness, right? Either the Pshat is the whole Eidus is Batel because you can't give the Eidim, can't be Mechayev Malkus or Misa for the Eidim. Can't be Mechayev the Eidim Malkus or Misa because they wanted to kill a Gavra Katela. Wanting to kill a Gavra Katela is just a meaningless Eidus. It's like hitting the wall and jumping up in your place. It's not an Eidus. The other way to look at it is, no, the Eidus is not bottled by itself. Afilu and Timtziloma Yikablu Malkus, Lo Yia Kasher Zamam. There's no Kasher Zamam in Malkus. Whenever the Zmama was to kill, then the only way to be Mekayim Kasher Zama is by killing them. But by giving Malkus, it's not going to be a Kiyum of Kasher Zama. By Eidus on Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, since all they want to do is be Mekayim and Malav, then we can give them Malkus, and that is called a Kiyum of Kasher Zama. So that's Yochal Azima, but Treifa and Nar Maras are Yot Yochal Azima. Questions? Ellie.
I'm just confused. But didn't the Gemara say by Nara that they didn't want to kill her?
No, it's that even though we think that they did kill her, Mistama, they did want to kill her, but they can claim that they didn't want to kill her. So because they can claim that they didn't want to kill her, we can't give them Misa. But let's give them Malkus. Shouldn't that be Kasher Zama? The fact that The fact that they can claim Laosa by Labono, they didn't want to kill her. So vis-a-vis the Misa, it's Yafiafala Zima. So we can't kill them, we can't kill her. But the question is, why is it Yafiafala Zima vis-a-vis her? Right? Why can't we accept the testimony for her? It's Yochel Azima because we can give them Malkus. The answer is, no, giving them Malkus is not Yochel Azima. It's not going to be Kasher Zama. Because if we want to kill her because we say she did a Maisaver, that's high of Misa, right? But if they were Zomeng to kill her, then we won't have a Kim of Kasher Zama if we only give them Malkus. So that's Yochel Azima. The only way to kill her is to assume what? That the fact that we're going to give them Malkus, that'll be a Kasher Zamam on the fact that they wanted to kill her. It's not going to be Kasher Zamam because they wanted to kill her. So then it's not Shaya to kill her either. It's a little complicated, but that's the basics for the Tosfos and Marcus gives. But then Tosfos offers a different answer, a fundamentally different answer. Again, the Yesod of Tosfos is asking why by Eidus and Vengusha ben Chalutza do we say they get Malkus, that's Yochel Azima. Why do we say that Eidus and Begusha ben Chalutza get Malkus, whereas by Trefa, Tosfos and Marcus actually doesn't ask from Trefa, but from Naram Arasa, we say that an Eidus Shiyeti Yochel Azima is Lo Shema Eidus. Lachora, the Eidus of Begusha ben Chalutza is Yeti Yochel Azima also, because we're not giving them Kasher Zama. We're not doing Kasher Zama when they get Malkus. That's Zeras HaKosu, that they get Malkus anyway. So what kind of a bizarre sakasa is that? It's Yati Yochel Azima. You're not giving them Kasher Zama, so we shouldn't accept the Eidus anyway. So comes Taiz and says, no, you got it all wrong. The Malkus of Eidus on Ben Gusha and Chalutza, that is Kasher Zama. It is Kasher Zama. Aye, but they didn't want to be Mechayev and Malkus? Not directly. Indirectly, they want to be Mechayev and Malkus. Because he'll violate a lot if he does Avodor, if he eats Truma. So that's called Yochel Azima, because it is a kim of Kasher Zama. Comes Tosfos and Marcus and offers a second answer. Ve'od yesh lomer gabei eidus ben gusha v'chalutza lo chashin en kol ba'at yochel azima. Maybe in a chanami, the fact that they get Malkus ve'eidus on ben gusha v'chalutza, that's not kasher zama. It's not kasher zama. Ziyat yochel azima. Eidus ben gusha v'chalutza ziyat yochel azima. You can't fulfill kasher zama with such an eidus. But afal pikein, it's accepted. How? But don't we see from Naram Arasa, from Trefa, that Eidus Shiyat Yochel Azima is Lo Shema Eidus? Comes Tosfos and gives a fundamental yisod. By Eidus Ben Gush Ben Chalutza, we don't care if it's Yochel Azima. Mehecha Nafgalan to Be'ina on Eidus Shiyat Yochel Azima, Mikasha Zama? Pasuk says, Vasisun Lo Kasha Zama. So from that we see not only that we punish the Eidus of Kasha Zama, but you need the potential for Kasha Zama as well in order for the Eidus to be valid. We learn it from Kasha Zama. The Hamuchar beGemara says Taisus the Kasher Zamam lo nichtav legabei Eidus ben Gusha v'Chalutza v'lo koi klal alei b'shem tzad sheba olam. There's no way to fulfill Kasher Zamam in Eidus ben Gusha v'Chalutza. So if there's no potential for Kasher Zamam, there's no need for the potential of Kasher Zamam. If the parsha of Eidus ben Gusha v'Chalutza is mufka from Kasher Zamam, then the chisaron of Eidus Shiyeti Yochel Azima doesn't apply. It's mufka from the parsha of Kasher Zama. How do I know that you need Ati Yochel Azima? How do I know you need an Eidus Shiyeti Yochel Azima from Kasher Zama? So if you're talking about an Eidus that's mufka from the parsha of Kasher Zama, then it's not shayach to the din of Eidus Shiyeti Yochel Azima either. Aval hosam gabi narim arosa v'ane Kasher Zama koinami aleya. The Eidus of Naram Arasa is shayach to the parasha of Kasher Zama. How? What case? In Hisuba. In Hisuba Mikli. If they gave her Asura, that if you do this Avera, Yemezane, Yechayev Misa, so clearly we can do Kasher Zama to them. We can be Mechayev them Misa. The Gemara is talking about a case where they never gave Asura for Misa. Rabbi Yossi Reb Yehuda holds that you don't need to give Asura to be mechayev her, so we never gave that asura. So even if she's chayev misa, she is chayev misa for what she did, but they could claim we didn't want to be mechayev her misa. So that's why we can't kill them. But it's shayach the kan, the eidus of Naram Arasa, of znus of Naram Arasa, is shayach the kasher zaman. So if it's shy of the kasher zomim in the case of hisuba lemisa, so then the rule is it has to be yochel azim in order for the edus to be valid. That's what the Gemara Sanhedrin is saying. If they can say lo so by lebanu, it's yet yochel azim, then we can't accept the edus. Because only in an edus that's mufka from kasher zomim can we accept the edus, even if it's yet yochel azim. But an edus that's not mufka from the pasha of kasher zomim, like nara marasa, there is a way that there could be kasher zomim, like if they gave her asra for misa. And by treifa as well. Right, what's the answer for treifa? Where's the case of kasher zomim by treifa? There's no kasher zomim by treifa. Haragas, they made that the treifa was haragas and nefesh. There's no kasher zomim. Right? How can there be kasher zomim? They want to kill this individual, so how can they ever be killed? The Achronim say, you're right. In the case of Treifa, Taka, they weren't Zomim Laragas HaNefesh. There's no way to kill them. But the Eidus of Haragas HaNefesh is Shayach the Kasher Zomim. The Eidus of Treifa, Shaharagas HaNefesh, Taka, is not Shayach the Kasher Zomim. It's impossible because they were not Zomim Laragas HaNefesh. He's the Gavra Ketela. But Eidus on Haragas HaNefesh, that is Shayach the Kasher Zomim. So if Eidus of Harigas HaNefesh is Shayach HaKasher Zomim, if Eidus of Nar Maros, Eidus of Znus is Shayach HaKasher Zomim, so then it has to be Eidus Shat Yochel Azima in order for the Eidus to be valid. So that's why the Gemara says in those cases, if it's Yat Yochel Azima, then the Eidus is going to be Botel. But by Eidus of Ben Gush Ben Chalutza, says Taisvis, that Eidus is Nufka from the Parish of Kasher Zomim. So even if you'll tell me that the Malkus of Eidah, the Malkus of the Eidim Zomim on Ben Gushim and Chalutza is not Midin Kasher Zomim. It's not Midin Kasher Zomim. The Eidus is Tuk Shair. According to the first Teretz in Taisvis, the Malkus for Eidus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza is Midin Kasher Zomim. So we asked, how can you give Malkus to the Eidim? How can you even accept the Eidus? Is that an Eidus Yati Yachal Azima? The answer is Taisvis. It's Yochel Azima b'Malkus, because the Malkus is a Kima Kasher Zomim. But now Tosfos is saying, no, the Malkus is not a Kima Kasher Zomim. They get Malkus for a different reason. We'll have to discuss what that reason is. They get Malkus for a different reason. Zamidin Kasher Zomim. If it's Zamidin Kasher Zomim, you can't fulfill Kasher Zomim, you're telling me. So then it's not an Eidus Shiyat Yochel Azima. If it's an Eidus Shiyat Yochel Azima, so how can we accept the Eidus Bechlal? How do we get to face? It says Tosfos, no. The din that Eidus Shiyat Yochel Azima is Loshma Eidus, that's only in an Eidus that Shayach to the Parish of Kasher Zomim. This Eidus of Megusha Bechalut says Mufka from the Parish of Kasher Zomim, it doesn't need Yochel Azima. These are the two answers that Tosfos Makkos gives. Right? Either the Malkus of Eidus on Ben Gushim and Chalutza is a Kima Kasher Zomim. How do you answer Narmaros and Treifa? So we have the two answers. At least for Treifa, we have both answers. Right? Either you can't give the Eidim anything, not Malkus, not Misa, because the whole Eidus is Batel Mitchilaso, because they testified to kill a Gavra Ketela, which is a meaningless Eidus. Well, no, even if we'll say you'll give them the Malkus, because their Hazama was for Misa, the Malkus is not a Kima Kasher Zomim. That's the problem with Eidus on a Treifa. But Eidus on Ben Gushim and Chalutza, that Taka is a Kima of Kasher Zomim when they get Malkus. That's Taka Yochel Azima. It's not an Eidus Yati Yochel Azima Bechlal. The second Teretz of Tosfos is no, even the Eidus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza, the fact that they get Malkus, that is not a Kima of Kasher Zomim. It is an Eidus Yati Yochel Azima. But by Ben Gushim and Chalutza, you don't need Yochel Azima. You only need Yochel Azima in an Eidus which is Shayach to Kasher Zomim. Eidus of Ben Gushim Bechalutz is Mufka for the parish of Kasher Zomim. So even if it's Ziyat Yochel Azima, it's still Shema Eidus. We'll accept the Eidus and we'll give them Malkus and we won't fulfill Kasher Zomim. But that's not a problem with an Eidus that's Mufka Lagamri from the parish of Kasher Zomim. Okay, these are the two answers that Taisus and Marcus gives. The question is, the final question we have to deal with is, what does the second Teretz mean? It's a Gevaldic answer. It's a very fundamental answer. Right, that the din of Yat Yochel Azima only applies to an Eidus that's Shayach to the parish of Kasher Zomim. But since the Eidus on Ben Gushim and Chalutz is not Shayach, so then even if it's Yat Yochel Azima, it's not a problem. And maybe Taka the Malkus of Ben Gushim and Chalutz is not Midin Kasher Zomim. But if it's not Midin Kasher Zomim, so what are you giving the Malkus for? Well, what's going on over here? What are you giving the Malkus for? What does the Gemara say in Malkus on the Beis and Beis? Why Taka do you give the Eidim Zom in Malkus on Begrusha Mechalitza? A pasuk. Remez leidim zomim shalokim min atorah menayim. The chziv is tikkus hatzadik v'shiras harosha. Mishum it's tikkus hatzadik v'shiras harosha v'hayim v'nakos harosha. Yala eidim shirashiras hatzadik. Vasu eidim achrini v'tikkus hatzadik v'meikor. Shavinu lahani rishoyim v'hayim v'nakos harosha. So gzeras akosim it's tikkus hatzadik v'shiras harosha v'hayim v'nakos harosha. Like all Gemara says in Ksubis. It's a gzeras akosim that eidim who testify that someone's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, they get Malkus. Get Malkus. Because that's what the first day in place of Malkus was assumed. That the Malkus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is a king of Kasher Zama. King of Kasher Zama. Where's the Kasher Zama? They wanted to make the guy a Cholom. Now we're giving them Malkus. How's it a king of Kasher Zama? That's the Gzeres HaKasim. The Hayim Ben HaKosar Rasha tells me that even though we can't fulfill the Kasher Zomam directly, it's not that they really wanted to be Mechayev and Malkus, they wanted to change his status, to make an Issit for him to eat Trum or to do Avoda or something like that. We give them Malkus and that's called the Kiyum of Kasher Zomam. That's the Chor, the Pashup Shad in the Gimel. So what's the Taisus in the second day then? Taisus in the second day Malkus holds that the aid, that the Malkus on Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is not a Kiyum of Kasher Zomam. It's not Kasher Zama. You can't be Mazim. There's no Kasher Zama by Eidim and by Grusha Mechalutza. So they get Malkus anyway. What does it mean to get Malkus anyway? If it's not Kasher Zama, what's the reason for them to get Malkus? So the Chor, the reason is because they violated a law, which is Chayav Malkus. Well, which law did they violate? Lusan of Reacha Eid Shokir. That's the Chor, the reason that they should get Malkus according to the second day of Chayav Malkus. What's the problem with that reason? What's the problem with that reason? What's the problem with that reason in New Haven? Why don't we learn from Losana? It's the law of Shem B'Maisa. It's not similar to Losana from Shavadisha. So it's not. It's the law of Shem B'Maisa. Then how can they get Malkus for that? The Tepuk Lemi Losana. Says the Gemara in Makas, Mishum Davi Lav Shem B'Maisa, V'chol Lav Shem B'Maisa in Lokan Olam. So, we're back to square one. If you tell me to get in Malkus Mishum Losana, then I understand. The Malkus is not a king of Kasher Zama. But if you tell me that they can't get Malkus Mishum Losana because it's a Lav Shem B'Maisa, so what do they get Malkus for? What? Vin Stigos at Tzadik, right? V'hayim B'Nakos HaRosha. But l'chor, that's a king of Kasher Zama. That's not Stam Malkus. It's that the Mokom that you can't fulfill Kasher Zom in a different way, we give them Malkus. We didn't mitzdikus at Tzadik. So again, what is the second day in Tosis and Malkus holding? What are they getting Malkus for? Taisvis has this yesod that they're not getting Malkus mishum Kasher Zom. So what are they getting Malkus for? L'chor, the answer is that you can learn the Gemara that based on the base of Malkus in one of two ways. Gemara says that Eidim on Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Eidim Zomim on Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, they get Malkus Mishum Vitzdikus Atzadik. I let them get Malkus Mishum Losana, says the Gemara, it's a Lav Shein B'mais. What is that Gemara telling me? Right, well, what's this Gemara saying? One way to look at it is that they can't get Malkus Mishum Losana because it's a Lav Shein B'mais. They only get Malkus Mishum Vitzdikus Atzadik. V'haya in Berakos HaRosh. Not for one, only for the other. If you learn like that they get Malkus, we shouldn't be stigmas at Tzadik, l'chor, the first day in Taisus is right. That it's like a kiyum of Kasher Zom. It's a din of Eidim Zom, and like kiyum of Kasher Zom. The other way to learn is that maybe what the Gemara really is saying is, what do I need to stigmas at Tzadik for? It's pashut that they should get Malkus, mishum losane. Comes the Gemara and says, no, Mishum Losana by itself, it's the Pasuk that said Losana v'Reachai Shaker, v'Sulamidni, just that and nothing else, I wouldn't know that the Eidim Zom would get Malkus, because that's a Lav Shein B'Maisa. Comes the Torah and tells me, v'Tzdiku Asatzadik v'Shiva Sarosha, v'Hoyen B'Nakos Sarosha, v'Tzdiku Asatzadik is Megale, that the Eidim can get Malkus Mishum Losana. Normally, a Lav Shein B'Maisa ain't Lokin Olam. Maybe the Tzdikus HaTzadik is Megal is something about Losana. That it's an exception to the rule, that even though it's a Lav Shein B'Maisa, they can still get Malkus Mishum Losana. That's the other way to learn the Gemara. And who Taka learns like that? Taisus and Marcus themselves. Taisus and Marcus on the Abdallah and the base. Rabbanim. Taisus suggests at the beginning there, in the midst of the whole sugya, the Hodikamar Leel Gabilosana Mishim Davilav Sheva Maisa. Hainu we love Krodi Vihitzdiku. That means without Vihitzdiku, can I learn from Losana by itself? Avadanish! Certainly not. Avul Bosa, the Golil on Krodi Vihitzdiku, the Shire be Malkis. Vihitzdiku tells you that Edom Zobim in Mashire to Malkis. Yeshlan Uloma, the Lokim Mishim Losana. The Lokim Mishim Losana. Vihitzdiku was a Tarek Megala that they can get Malkis Mishim Losana. That probably is what the second day in Tosis and the Beis in Marcus is assuming. Again, the two days are saying, two days are disagreeing about this Nakuda. What's the din? Edom on Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, they get Malkus. Right? Edom Zomim, testify about someone who's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, they get Malkus. Why? The first day in Tosis says it's a Kiyum of Kasher Zama. Second day in Tosis says, no, it's not a Kiyum of Kasher Zama. It's not a Kiyum of Kasher Zama. What are they getting Malkus for? The answer probably is the second day in Tosis holds that getting Malkus not Mishum Kasher Zama, rather Mishum Losana. Aye, but the Gemara itself says Beferish and Beisim and Beis that Mishum Losana they can't get Malkus. It's not Halav Shem B'Maisim. The answer is no. The Posev Vitzdiko Satzadik is Megala that they can get Malkus Mishum Losana. It's Megala that Losana is an exception to the rule, that even though it's Halav Shem B'Maisim, they can still get Malkus for them. So these are the two days of Tosis in Marcus, and Taisus and Marcus has two different answers to the question of Treifa. Right? Treifa is Yat Yochel Lazima, but Edus and Ben Grusha Machalutza is not Yat Yochel Lazima. What does that mean, it's not Yat Yochel Lazima? The first answer is not Yat Yochel Lazima Poshet, because it's a Kimo Kasher Zoma. Second answer says, no, it's Yat Yochel Lazima, but Yat Yochel Lazima is not a problem in an Edus that's Mufka from the parish of Kasher Zoma. What's an afkamina lemaisa between the two days of Taisus and Marcus? What does it matter what the Edom Zomim and Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the reason why the Edom Zomim and Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza are getting Malkus? Whether it's Mishum Losana or Mishum Kasher Zoma. What's an afkamina? The Stipler in Simon Aleph in Marcus points out that the Minchas Chinuch has a sofik. What's the din? Let's say Edom testified that someone's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and they're huzmu, they become Edom Zomim before the Gemara did. What do you think? What's the din? Do they get Malkus or do they not get Malkus? Let's try to analyze the Shaila together. Right, the Edom come, they testify that the Reuven, who people call him is a Kohen, is a Cholol, is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. And then before we have the Gemara din, meaning before Beis Din Paskins, the Gemara Din, we're not going to be chayav anyone anything, but before the Beis Din Paskins, we Edom come and they say, no, you can't testify. Meaning they say they saw the Gerushin. They saw the Gerushin on such and such a day. His mother was divorced before she gave birth to them. Right? Before she gave birth to him. To the Nidom. And then other Edom come and say, no, it's impossible. We were, you know, you were with us on that day. You can't testify such and such a time, such and such a makom. You can't testify that the divorce took place. The mazim these Edom. But it was before the Gemara did. What do you think? Here. Yeah, different kasha. Okay, fine. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. One thing I have to tell us, how do you understand the Marlon and Jason Mal that
Edom Zomim is a kula because it's a lav she'ein b'mais. Is that not true? Still is a kula. We are punishing them even though they didn't do a maisa. The pshat is this is an exception to the rule that we'll give them malchus even though they didn't do a maisa. It's still a kula in the din of Edom Zomim. They didn't do a maisa. And yet we're punishing them.
According to answer one,
well, before we get to answer one, let's first talk in general. Why do I keep on saying that the Edom becomes Zomim before the Gemara Din? What's so significant for that?
There's
no Kasher Zomim until there's a Gemara Din. That's a Mishnah and Marcus in the first pack. That's hey, right? There's no Kasher Zomim before the Gemara Din. So what's the Din over here? Do the Edom get Malkus or do they not get Malkus? That's Sofik in the Minchas Chinuch. That's Stam. That's Sofik in the Minchas Chinuch. So comes the stipler and suggests maybe they should depend on the 2 days and Taisus. Why, Eitan?
Because according to answer one, you're giving them Malkus as a Chinuch Kasher Zalim. So in this case, you have the Kasher
Zalim. Exactly.
And the second answer, you're not giving them Malkus today. You're giving them the Kasher because of Lo Samus.
Exactly, exactly. So the stipler wants to say the Sofik in the Minchas Chinuch, Lachar should depend on these 2 days and Taisus. If you assume, like the first day, so then the Malkus for Begrusha Machalutz is a Kiyum of Kasher Zama. If it's a Kiyum of Kasher Zama, then it's limited by the Din of Kasher Zama. Kasher Zama can only apply after the Gemar Din, so it's not Shayach to give the Malkus before the Gemar Din. They don't become Edom Zomim really before the Gemar Din. If you're giving them Malkus, Mishum Losana, Losana Vrecha, Eid Shaker, don't bear false witness. Did they testify falsely? Yes. Was there an Edom Sheker? Yes. If it's Dikwas Arak teaches me that by Edom Zomim we can get Malkus Mishum Losana, by Edom Mukhoshim, if the Edom would simply contradict, they're not Edom Zomim, we can't give Malkus to them because Losana is a Lav Shem B'maisa. But by Edom Zomim there's a special Gzeras HaKosav that we can give Malkus Mishum Losana, even though it's a Lav Shem B'maisa. If the pshat is that the Edom HaMegusha B'Chalutz are getting Malkus Mishum Losana, so then even before the Gemara Din, since there wasn't Eidus Sheker, then perhaps there might be room to give them Malkus. Okay, so that's what the Stipler suggests. Maybe Sofik and the Minchas Chinuch might be dependent on these 2 days and Taisus. That's one possible nafkamina, one possible difference between the two approaches. Yes?
Would another nafkamina be if the Eidim were successful in killing the guy?
Kasher Zomam v'lo Kasher Ros. What, if they were successful in killing the guy, would you say what, again? Would they get Malkus? So if we didn't kasher zam, there is no halacha. Very good. I think the stipler mentions that too. Each one of these nafkamina is questionable because you have to really learn makas. You have to learn the first parak in makas. It could be that the gemaras talk about some of these issues. Daf hei amad aleph, daf hei amad beis. Not so simple. But the pasha pshat is kasher zam below kasher rasa. Should also be an nafkamina if the edim were successful, right? If the edim were successful, not about ben grusha ben chalutza. There's no success here. But if edim were successful in general. They were zomim to do something, and they were successful. Let's say they were zomim to kill someone, right? And Mitaka killed him. So, would the Edom still get Malkus? So if you tell me that Edom zomim can get Malkus Mishum Losana, then they should be able to get Malkus Mishum Losana, even if they were successful. Why not?
Because in this case, we're talking about killing, so the whole din of Malkus coming as a...
You're saying it's not going to be Kasher Zama. Okay, let's not talk about killing. Let's say they gave Malkus. They testified about someone that he... Well, what? Forget about Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz. So let's talk about that they testified about someone that he did Malach on Yom Tov and he's Chayiv Malkus. Okay? And we gave him Malkus already. Can the Edom be given Malkus for Losana, for the Edus Sheker? So if we say that there's no Malkus Mishum Losana, it's Lech Olav Shem B'maisa. The reason why Edom on Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza get Malkus is because Bitzdikos HaTzadik is Mechayah the Malkus, not Mishum Losan, it's a separate halacha, it's a Kim of Kasher Zaman. So then, Mistama, you can't have a Kim of Kasher Zaman if we already gave the Onesh to the Nidam, Kasher Zaman below Kasher Rasa. If the Pshat is that Bitzdikos HaTzadik is Megala that Edom Zomim can get Malkus Mishum Losan, and then it could be that even if they were successful, we can still give them Malkus. We can give them Malkus. We should Mosane, even though we can't fulfill Kasher Zaman anymore. Okay, stop here.